Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Mandy Miguez, who is a teacher at Lafayette High School, teaches French, and
yes.
she is also the president and founding member of Franco Jeune,
yes.
a very energetic young group in our community who promotes the speaking of French, particularly among young professionals
yes.
and businesses in our community. So, Mandy, you are the curator this month for Les Vues Film Series, which is a monthly film series at Vermilionville. And it's been a really interesting film series to watch develop because each month there's a different curator.
Yes, absolutely.
And everyone gets to express themselves by the film they choose.
Yes, they get. We get a little bit of creative license in picking a film that we would like to show.
Mm-hmm,
so I was able to make it to a couple in the series, and the most moving one so far has been last month's was about Hurricane Audrey, and it was very moving.
And it seems a number of them have been kind of documentary style
films.
Yes, I think films.
So. Mm-hmm.
People interested in a subject and finding a film that really expresses that subject. Well, before we talk about the one you chose, Tantamar, I said a little bit about your background, but
mm-hmm.
tell us about your interest in the Acadian culture.
Well, I'm really just interested in Louisiana culture.
Mm-hmm,
like you said, I teach French at Lafayette High. I'm from Southern Vermilion Parish.
Mm-hmm,
I speak French. I like speaking French. I'm just very interested in Francophone cultures,
mm-hmm.
especially North American Francophone cultures.
Well, I think a lot of people will be surprised how many different types of Francophone cultures there are in
yes,
North America.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of incredible. And now I don't want to quote this friend of mine and be wrong with the number of ethnic groups in Louisiana that speak French, but I think it's somewhere in the 20s. And I find that fascinating as well. So.
Absolutely. And all the different dialects and,
yes.
and words and phrases people use. And I thought that was very nice with the dictionary that came out recently within the past few years of the French-speaking peoples in Louisiana. And it really covers all those different
yes.
groups and the different parishes.
That dictionary. There are several friends of mine. I'm not going to call them out on the radio, but when we get together just to visit and drink coffee or sit around the kitchen table, we pull out that dictionary for fun.
And you just kind of open a page and look at
like,
words.
We're like, oh, look at this word. That's it. Oh, only in St. Landry Parish or only in Lafourche Parish. Oh, that's cool. So
right, because it is a dictionary of spoken French.
Yes.
And so they go back to some of the earliest known instances of those
yes.
words being spoken.
And it's
Louisiana.
Always so colorful to hear, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. read as a dictionary entry they give. Sometimes several variations on spelling, but also an example sentence of how the word is used in French. And some of them are very colorful example sentences. They're pretty hilarious. And I like the dictionary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting reading a bit about the movie. I like the way, and I don't know if this was you that wrote this, but the question is, this film is about Acadian culture, and the question is, why do Acadians, whose ancestors founded that first colony in North mm-hmm. America, have to keep making a racket to tell the world they're still here?
I think actually that's the promotional synopsis
oh,
of the
okay,
film.
Okay. Well, what does that have to do with the film? What is
well, the Tantamar uh-huh. is the great celebration, the noise, the racket that happens on April 15th at 5:55 p.m. or 17:55, 1755. So it's at that exact moment that in communities throughout Acadie that people go outside and bang on pots and yell and scream and start a parade to say, we're here, we're still here,
and we didn't get thrown
and we
out.
We didn't get thrown out.
So that takes place among the Acadians in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick and those areas.
Yes, in the mm-hmm. in the Canadian Maritimes. Yes.
Have you ever been there when it happens?
No, because sadly, it always seems that I have to be at school.
It seems like there's a field trip in the offing there, Mandy.
Okay. Never know what'll happen next year. There's Congrès Mondial, so
Well, I think, though, that April 15th could be really interesting.
Yeah.
Now, so Tantamar, on the trail of Acadians. So it's not just about that particular celebration.
It's kind of that celebration kind of ties the whole film together. Mm-hmm. But it's more of an exploration of Acadie et les Acadiens throughout the Maritimes and throughout the last 50, 60 years. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. And people come to see the film, they'll notice if they've been anywhere in the Maritimes, they'll notice specific locations that they've seen before, especially if you spent summers in Claire at St. Anne, you'll notice a lot of things. And you may even notice people that you know in the film. I was shocked when I started watching the film. I was like, oh, I know that person and that one too.
So a lot of it was filmed around the Université de Sainte-Anne?
I'd say there was a significant filming there. But there was also significant filming in Moncton and in Caraquet and throughout mostly, I think, New Brunswick and Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm. And to remind people in our audience who are not familiar with that university and what they do, tell us why it would be familiar to so many people here.
If you attended immersion...
Okay, it's an immersion program.
5 weeks. There's a 5-week immersion program at St. Anne's. It's in Church Point, Nova Scotia. And if you attended immersion or know somebody who did, it's on the Baie Sainte-Marie, and it's a lot of people around this area have been and spent a summer, at least one immersion session, a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And that's where we all go to learn to speak more French.
Hmm. And in addition to just learning more French, it does seem to stay with a lot of people. And it's an experience that really changes them.
It's the first time I went to St. Anne's, I was 19, and it changed my life. Mm-hmm. And I know that that experience changes the lives for nearly everyone that goes.
Yeah. Well, and I guess so many people of your generation need to seek outside because it has become a little more difficult.
It is sometimes. It is a little more difficult.
Have an immersive experience.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And especially like someone like me, I started learning French with my grandparents at home. I still speak French with my grandparents. But there is not an immersion program in Vermilion Parish. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually too old to have attended an immersion program, even if it had existed. And so you start doing your scholarly studies and you decide, hey, I want to pursue this further. I want to be a French teacher. You have to go away for a little
That's
while.
That's right, to expand your vocabulary, expand your ability to extemporize en français.
Yeah.
And I know there are quite a number of people working on creating that kind of experience here in Louisiana.
Yes, yes.
And we're also hopeful that works out and that people will both be able to stay here and have that experience and people will be able to come
and experience
here.
Our culture
That's
here.
That's right, and learn our accent.
Yes.
That's right. And so when they leave, they'll be speaking le Cajun. Accent. Well, if you have just tuned in, my guest Mandy Miguez has had quite a number of interesting experiences en français, going off to St. Anne's, teaching French here in Lafayette at Lafayette High, also being one of the founding members of Franco Jeune, a group of very active young French-speaking professionals. She chose the film Tantamar on the Trail of Acadians that will be shown at Vermilionville tonight. And it's by the great filmmaker André Gladue, who has long been interested in the subject of the Acadians and Louisiana.
And I chose this film in particular because this is the last Les Vues series before August 15th.
Le Jour des Acadiens.
Yes, and Vermilionville is going to have their Acadian Day celebration, so I figured it would fit and tie in pretty well.
That's perfect. So prepare yourself for the Acadian Day, Le Jour des Acadiens, that will take place at Vermilionville and really is celebrated wherever there are Acadians.
Yes, yes.
So I know that's going to be quite a celebration there, and this will really give some people a sense of not only the history, but just what people do today in the world of the Acadians.
Absolutely.
And this is a really nice setup because you show the film. It's going to be shown at 6:30. How long is the film?
It's right at an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so it's early enough, and afterwards you always have a discussion.
Yes.
At Vermilionville.
Yes.
So people can bring their own memories of whether it's St. Anne or their travels to Acadie, mm-hmm. perhaps, or just come with their questions
yeah.
and their own interests.
Absolutely. I'm mm-hmm. very interested to see what kind of dialogue happens this evening, because the film itself brings a lot of points that are pretty interesting. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are there tantamars that happen here in Louisiana? Have y'all ever had a spontaneous?
I really want to have one.
Oh, okay.
So you never know what Franco Jean might do.
That's right.
Wait, okay, Franco Jean's, if you're hearing me right now, I'm sorry.
you've
you don't
played
know
your
that,
hand.
But that's what I want to do.
That's what's percolating in Mandy Miguez's head right now.
Exactly.
So come next April. Is it April 15th?
August.
August.
August 15th.
August. Okay, so that's
yeah.
why. Hmm. Well, maybe this year. Maybe
mm-hmm.
Prepare something really big for next year. So, un tantamar. And how does that translate? What does that mean?
A really big noise.
Hmm. Okay. Tantamar. I'm just trying to take it apart and see, you know, where
all
the origins of that word.
I've ever been told that it's a really big noise.
Yeah. I have to look that word up. We are talking about the film Tantamar on the Trail of Acadians, and it's Acadians in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a film by André Gladue, and he's actually been here in our studios talking
cool.
about his films. So very interesting man, and really definitely has a love of Louisiana and Acadian. So the film is free, as are all of the Les Vieux films.
Yes.
So you just show up. And
there's popcorn. Mm-hmm. I know that they have drinks for sale and popcorn for sale as well. There is a suggested donation, but mm-hmm. it is free to the public, so we hope to have some people there this evening.
Yeah, and what a great opportunity in a nice, cool space, see this great film on a big screen and get to talk with people about a subject that you're interested in.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any projects coming up besides trying to get a tantamar established here?
Wednesday is our the Franco Jean sponsor, a Franco Happy Hour,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's every month, the last Wednesday of the month, so it's this coming Wednesday.
Okay. Any way people can find out more about Franco Jean and what you all do?
It's our Facebook is facebook.com/FJLouisiane, mm-hmm. Louisiane.
So. Okay. And do you have to be a member of Franco Jean to attend this happy hour?
No,
how does that
that's
work?
The thing.
Okay.
We really just want to have another avenue for people to go and speak French. We decided rather than do a French table, we would do a Franco happy hour. There's a little bit more of a relaxed setting and
right.
a more mingling that could happen. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting, bringing it to young people in a different way. That's,
oh, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
But everyone is welcome, not just young people.
Okay. And even if you don't really speak French very well, you can go and listen,
yes,
couldn't you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We welcome anyone, even if you can just say bonjour. We mm-hmm. really would like you to come.
Mm-hmm. And where does that happen?
It's at the Blue Moon
okay.
From 5 to 7 on the last Wednesday of the month.
So that's this Wednesday here. That will be the 31st.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
So that's Franco Jean's, how do you say that?
Franco Happy Hour.
Franco Happy Hour. So you use the English.
Yes.
You don't say jour de...
I think in French they say... Happy hour.
Happy hour. Le happy hour.
Le happy hour.
Yeah. Le hippie hop. Le hippie tayo. Le happy hour. Well, that's Franco Jean's this Wednesday. Everyone's invited. You can go and practice your French. Just listen in and get to find out more about Franco Jean and their activities here in our community. They're quite active and have lots of great ideas about how to involve the community and get businesses to speak more
yes,
French.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, you can look them up on Facebook and find out more or attend their happy hours, or go tonight, and Mandy, of course, will be there.
I'll be happy to speak to mm-hmm. you about Franco Jean at the, okay. After the film as well.
All right. So that's Les Vieux Film Series tonight at Vermilionville. Mm-hmm. It starts at 6:30, so if you want to get there just a little bit before and get yourself a drink, a little popcorn.
And get a nice seat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's in the Performance Center.
Yes.
Is that where they set the,
yes.
the screen up? So great opportunity to go to Vermilionville and get a chance to go into that wonderful space. And it's got a great atmosphere. there, even if you're just walking to the Performance Center. So 6:30, the film starts, and then afterwards, the film's about an hour and a half long. There will be a discussion, question and answer time, and a great way to share our impressions of the film and talk about our culture and potential tentamars that might take place here.
Yes, maybe so.
And I know also, Mandy, that sometimes you're on our airwaves. You have helped to host Franco Mix for Val Broussard.
Yes,
sometimes.
I do. Sometimes when she needs help, I go and do the show for her, or sometimes I just go do the show with her. And that's also really fun, too.
Yeah, there's a very nice dynamic there going on. So I hope people do take that opportunity to listen to Franco Mix every Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You can hear Val Broussard Boston, and sometimes she's joined by guests or has special guest hosts like Mandy to introduce, I guess, because you choose the music that you're interested in, the Francophone music that you're interested in, and it's all en français.
Yeah,
so really good opportunity. Well, Mandy, thanks so much for all your work with the Francophone culture here in our community and for choosing this great film, Tantamar, On the Trail of Acadians in North America, that we can see tonight at Vermilionville.
Thank you so much.
Merci beaucoup.